been even better than I could have even imagined.
It's been amazing. It's been a fun ride. I mean, that's what you work for, to get to these moments and things like that, man. And I truly have no complaints. I kind of was tricked, man. Y'all said it'd be a little hotter right now, but you know, I'm still happy with the weather right now.
Bortles, Robinson, Hearns, young kind of group there, Julius Thomas. Uh-huh. What's that going to be like going up against those guys in practice?
I mean, you look at it and you can say, man, that's only going to make you better. Because I think that right now that those in my opinion, are budding stars, man. You look at the two receivers on our side, and, you know, Julius Thomas, he's definitely a proven guy. And you know, Bortles, he's definitely coming along. I think that we all, the league, was put on notice and seeing his progression as a quarterback. So going against guys like that is only going to make us better on the back end. And, you know, I feel like what I bring to the table is only going to make those guys better, because I'm going to be doing my job to make it tough as possible. I know they're going to be doing their job to make it tough as possible on us. So I think this is where it's going to really come to a head, and I think that this is the type of competitiveness we need from the defensive standpoint to get us where we want to go and help elevate the offense to where they need to go.
What's going to be the biggest part of your job here? What have the coaches emphasized to you the most?
They really want me to be that back-end field general. And, you know, I'm more than accepting of that responsibility and that task. I pride myself on being able to do that. And being here, man, being looked upon as the leader, man, on such a young group and young team, you know, I relished that opportunity to be able to bring that edge, bring that fireness, and just be able to go out there and compete, man. And I think that, you know, I want to set example by my actions as well as vocal. And I think that it's going to be fun once the ball get rolling, for sure.
The first four games of the regular season, in terms of opposing quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, yeah. Joe Flacco, Phillip Rivers, Andrew Luck, yeah. What is that? Does that create a sense of urgency for you guys?
I mean, I have to at the same time. We just, first and foremost, we got to take care, and we got to understand the who we have in the secondary and who we are first. We got to get our identity, and that's one of the things that I told the coaches, man, that if our identity isn't in the secondary, which it's not, I want to bring that identity, and we're going to figure out what our identity is, man, come training camp. And once the ball get rolling, really in OTAs, and you get a slate like that, you know, arguably two of the top five quarterbacks in the National Football League, and Rodgers and Andrew Luck, when he's healthy, you know, that's right there. It's about 100 passes between them two for sure, you know, because those guys are elite quarterbacks in this league. So, yeah, we definitely got to be on our A game, because we know if all else fails, those guys want the ball in their hands and they want to throw it in. Those type of games, we know that on the back end, we want the game to rest on our shoulders and we want to be able to come through.
Signed Prince two yep. days after you arrived. What do you know about his game?
You know, I've always watched Prince, man, since college. We played him in college, and you know, I'm a fan of Prince, man. He bring that. He's not a flashy player, you know, and his numbers is not flashy. But you look at Prince, man, I think that Prince is one of the best cornerbacks in the league, man, and I respect his game. And I think that what he's going to bring to this table, man, he's going to go out there and he's going to get the job done. And no ifs, and buts about it, man. And I respect Prince's game, man. And you compliment him with House, who truly had a good year last year, who I don't think got enough credit, man. And I think that we have a true nice tandem on the outside. And as a safety, that's what you want. Anytime you got two stout, solid corners on the outside, man, I mean, that's a center field safety's dream right there. So I think that's exciting, man. I know that Prince is excited, man. I talked to him numerous times, man, and just being able to get here and work with him. I think he excited, man. I know he got a prove-it deal. And I know he's excited to go out here and do what he got to do, man, to take care of him and his family at the same time, help us elevate this secondary as well. That was just another piece added that's really going to bolster this secondary.
It's only been a few days, but you seem to have already gotten yourself pretty acclimated with the group, yep. Laughing around, joking. How have they embraced you?
Man, it's been all love. I truly think that it's truly been all love. It one of the things that I didn't want to be, I didn't want to come here and just, you know, say, hey, man, I'm this, I'm that, you know, and, you know, whatever the contract says, man, I want to make sure that I fit in with this group, because at the end of the day, I'm coming into a new team, new city. This is their team. You know, it was definitely important as a leadership role that you want to embrace the Jacksonville culture first and foremost, understand how things work, man. And I think that the guys gravitate towards me and they understand, like, man, he's still just a guy like us, man. He just want to win. He just truly want to get us out of the hole, and he just want to be the best player he can be. And, you know, I think that type of stuff, man, just rubs off on, you know, some of the younger guys. And it's crazy to sit here and say, man, 25, that, you know, I'm a veteran in the room, man. I'm looked at as the old head, but, you know, that's what happened when you come to a young group like this, man. And I think that, man, it's been all love, and it's a blessing to be able to come to a group that they embrace me, man, with open arms, man, and I'm excited to be amongst this group and a part of this group.
One of those guys is James Sample, is playing strong safety now, but second-year guy. How comfortable are you leading that kind of player?
Oh, man, I think that I'm truly comfortable because you see a guy like that, man, with a lot of upside, man. One of the things when I first noticed him, man, I seen how big he was, and I was like, you know, and I've watched a little tape on him, and, you know, you see guys like him who you know can, man, could be a true asset in that secondary, man. You see a guy like him, man, who's physical, who brings that presence that you want near the line of scrimmage. And, you know, a guy like me, like, he was actually working out with me today. Like, you know, he's my workout partner. We did everything, and I pushed him today just to kind of see how he react, man. And I truly know that he got some grit to him, man. And he don't talk much. He quiet. And those are the type of players that you got to watch out for, man. And I think that he's going to be able to do some good things if given the opportunity, man, for sure. So, you know, I have no problem leading these young guys into the direction that I feel like we want to go as an organization, especially in the secondary. I feel like we need to get our identity, and I can't stress that enough because I think that games is won and lost through that secondary, whether y'all believe it or not. So, and that's what I want to stress it to them, man. You know, we've lost a lot of second. We lost a lot of games. I've lost a lot of games because of the secondary, won a lot of games because of the secondary. And, you know, I think that that's what I want to stress to these guys, man. So, you know, whoever's going to follow the lead, man, and, you know, like I said, I'm open to options, and I'm willing to adapt to their ways as well.
Cleveland was a young team as well, but they had Dansby and Whitner. Were those guys that you kind of modeled your leadership after?
Yeah, you know, look at a guy like DeQuell and Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner. Dante Whitner, more of a vocal guy. You know, some of the stuff that he says sometimes make you scratch your head, but you know that he's truly coming from a good heart, man, and I respect him from a leadership standpoint. You know, Carlos Dansby and DeQuell Jackson, I've seen these guys. Those three guys was key to helping shape me as a leader that said, man, like, if you truly want to be a leader, if you want guys to gravitate towards you, that's the blueprint. That's how I got to be. Those guys all had success in this league. They played for a long time, and you know they know what it takes to win. And all those guys has won before. So I think that seeing those guys right before my eyes, see how they conduct, see how they work out, see how they practice, see how they approach the game, I think that was huge in developing me into the leader that I want to be, man. Like I said, I'm still young myself, so it's some things that I'm still learning about this game, man. Like I said, I'm not nowhere where I want to be at this point, standing in front of y'all right now. But at the same time, I know that I have what it takes to lead this secondary, man, being one of the older guys in this group, and I'm excited about the opportunity.